welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Lawrence, I wanted you to, you know, just kind of give a bio on yourself so people can understand. Give us your webpage. You know, tell us what you're involved in and how you got into this whole monetary system by E.C. Regal here, this whole idea of free enterprise.
You bet, Bill. I'd be glad to. My personally, you know, I've spent my life, for whatever reason, I've spent my whole life trying to figure out causes of the problem. You know, much like allopathic medicine, what you see going on around the world is treating symptoms. And my efforts have always focused on treating the causes and looking, finding out what is the real causes for the problems that we have. And once that is determined, then you can work at figuring out what you need to do to treat the real cause of the problem. And
a friend of mine who used to run used to buy trucks at auction, he said, you know, people are so stupid. He said, they'll complain about the chip in the paint. They won't even listen to the clank in the motor.
Right.
And this is, you know, that's his, you know, that's his terminology for it. He's like, I don't want that truck, you know, not because it's got a chip in the paint. It's got a clank in the motor. Everybody looking at the chip in the paint. I don't give a shit. I can fix the chip in the paint. I can fix the fender if the motor ain't got no clank. But we got a system here where there's a big, big, loud clank in the motor, and everybody's looking at the paint.
You better know it. So that's what I've spent the last 20, 30 years now trying to figure out. And it finally got down to the point, you know, it's always follow the money trail. That's always takes you back to the source of the problem, and it always took back to the bankers and the government involvement. They're in bed together, you know, those two factions. And so I started in 2003, early 2003, and did extensive research for about 4.5 years into monetary theory and monetary history. I mean, going back thousands of years, reading all the works of every major monetary theorist and economist that is, you know, has anything to do with any of that. And what I realized, then I came across Mr. Regal's works in about 2000, early 2006, late 2005. And wow, that just opened up everything in the world to me right there. And I made the connection, as he did, between money creation and control and freedom and liberty. And I realized that, you know, when you have this, then we can have this perfect, this beautiful world of justice and harmony that we have never in recorded history had. The thing is that money is, you know, so, but let me change back up here. My website is www.regalexchange.com. That's REGELEXCHANGE.com. It's not up yet. I lost everything on my computer a while back, so I'm having to redo all that right now. But you can go there and download and opt in, fill out a form, and request my ebook that will be forthcoming here in the very near future that I'm going to be putting out. That it will go into a lot of this and help you understand what money is and is not, and what we need, what it needs to be, and explain the Regal Exchange system that we're going to be bringing forward, and what it will do for us, you know. So that's that will be coming out. So I invite everyone to go to regalexchange.com and fill out the form. Your email is safe with me. It never will leave my computer.
All right, and we're visiting with our guest, Lawrence Gilbert. We've got to take another break for a word from our sponsors here. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been visiting with Lawrence Gilbert, I don't want to get this wrong, of RegalExchange.com. And we've been talking about free enterprise, free markets, every person's inherent ability to create money through their use of their creativity and the commodities, the assets that are all around us, and by creating something that somebody else wants or can use or needs. And this really is money, the goods and services that our hands make in the economy.
That's what it's all is the value is all money is in actuality. People historically have had two major issues and problems that we forever try to resolve and solve and remedy. And the first thing is to how to live and be prosperous. That's the first big one. The second one is how to govern government. We have these great and wonderful ideas about bringing a government into existence and that protects our rights. And yet we continually throughout recorded history see that the most noble efforts going down and into communism and socialism and these things. Well, the reality is, and this is what we just have to realize, is that as long as government has the ability to get itself involved in the free market, as we see happening today, more and more and more, GM and all these things, then it takes away from the ability of the people to work. It steps into our area of existence, and it deprives us of the ability.
If you allow 400 people, 50 people, the central plan, the government, through mandates, through tax advantages, through all these regulations that they impose, basically what it does is it tilts the playing field for one guy and away from another guy. So this guy can make it. You know, they're trying to pick and choose the winners. And if you let 455 people on Capitol Hill pick and choose, then this is what you're going to get.
That's it. You cannot legislate into existence a legitimately functioning government.
There's only a solar industry.
It's only one way, and that is you have to make the government operate on a cash basis. It cannot have the ability to create credit, because here's the reality about money. Money is created when someone buys something. That's the moment at which money is created. The buyer creates the money through the act of buying. And when he sells back into the community, then that much equivalent of goods and services, then money is canceled. It's destroyed and wiped out. It comes back to zero.
I think of it in terms of manufacturing. The guy who manufactures something, he creates money. I mean, you know, I consider, you know, agriculture is manufacturing. If you grow a tomato, it's worth a buck.
Yeah.
You know, it has a value, a real value. The whole problem as I see it with the world right now is that we have, the Federal Reserve Bank, which, you know, is basically the reserve currency creator for the world. And every year they're creating about 10% more money than we currently have. And so what that does is that devalues the currency about 10% a year. Well, imagine that if you were in the position where you could borrow money from China at 4% a year and then devalue the currency that you pay them back with 10% a year. This would be a pretty great deal. You could steal 6% of their labor every single year for as long as you can keep them in the game. Why would they stay in a game like this? Well, the only reason they'd stay in the game is for the simple reason that, you know, most of the factories and the machinery and the equipment that's over there in China, you know, belongs to U.S. companies that, you know, have picked it up from here and moved it over there to take advantage of the slave labor and the difference in the currencies.
Oh, absolutely. No, we've got to take that ability for government to get involved in free enterprise away from them and to keep it amongst the people.
You mean you don't want a public-private partnership?
Right. Believe it or not. No, sir. No, we've got to stop that, and the proper understanding of what money really is and is not is the difference. Today, our money is a commodity that's exchanged and traded, just like corn, everything else. Money itself, in reality, is not, you know, here's where I may differ somewhat with you, but that's based on my understanding that I've come to see of what we need, instead of what we have and what we've been told and brainwashed into believing throughout history. But money is not a store of value. Money is a representation of an exchange that is incomplete. That's all.
It's a symbol. It's a symbol.
It's all it is. Yeah, it's a representation.
Yeah. If you understand the laws from the House Joint Resolution 192 from 1933, which is what, you know, it's the executive orders that Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to steal all the gold from the people. If you understand what it says in there, it says nobody can any longer pay their debts. It says they can only discharge their debt with the promise to pay. So as you made the note, it's a split barter system. But the important thing to remember is since the government is in bankruptcy to the Federal Reserve, well, it's pretty easy to see that the bank is the creditor and the nation is the debtor. And anytime you go to court, what you have is an administrative administrator of the bankruptcy. So when you go in that court, you're either a creditor, you offered the contract, or you're the debtor, you've been offered the contract. So anytime you go into court, if you have a driver's license, the government offered you a contract, you accepted, you're the debtor. And so you always go in there, and of course the whole idea of the court is to balance the books, you know, and that always means taking your money.
yeah. It's a mess, you know. We can spend our lives and oh my God, people do, you know. That's all we do is spend our lives trying to figure out the problems and addressing the problems and the issues.
Well, the reason I brought up title or 15 statutes at large, chapter 249 earlier, is because, you know, that is our remedy. And I've said it over and over again on the show that the remedy is for people to stop funding their enslavement. And so how do we fund our enslavement? Well, we pay all our tax money, our income tax, to the government, who pays the interest on the debt with it. Right. So if you want to quit paying for your enslavement, well, then you have to quit paying taxes. Well, if you quit paying taxes, they put you in the penal system, into the jail, and of course then they steal your life and your labor and they sell it on the open market. You know, there's billions in that jail system. So, you know, the only thing to do then, of course, it says right here that, you know, everyone can expatriate. The minute you expatriate, the minute that you leave the political body known as the United States of America, you're no longer a taxpayer. Now, if everybody would do it simultaneously, you'd see real quick the government would fail because the full faith and credit of the people aren't behind the government. We no longer consent. And so if we should remove our consent, of course, what would happen? Well, the entire world would be thrown into a massive war, you know.
Right.
You know, because of the way the system is set up, because of the way we've dominated the system. But remember, you know, we're only 5% of the world's population. We use 25 to 30% of the commodities of the world. And, of course, we got, you know, $500 billion a year we're investing in guns to keep people from taking that away from us. So, you know, there's a steep hill we've built here in front of ourselves.
Oh, it's a mess. And the two big things here is, like you just talked about, is the expatriation process, which packinglaw.org addresses so well, L.B. Reed and his The Red Amendment book.
Yep, L.B. Bork.
L.B. Bork, yep, sorry. I've done a lot of study in these areas for so many years now, but there were always pieces missing, but that clarified things so perfectly. And you take that, these things work hand in glove, because if we do that, and when we do that, and the people demand it and step up and say and realize how we've been boondoggled all these years and lied to and deceived and tricked into a hidden contract that it forever enslaves us, well, then there's going to be a necessity for the process that can remedy that, and not so that we don't contract right back into the system, into the same thing. And that's where the money power comes in. That's where the regal exchange process will take that then and guarantee, because the right form of money in free enterprise created and issued by the people and controlled by the people, that is the absolute guarantor of freedom and liberty.
My point was that, you know, those people have to be self-governing and they have to be free from all things public. You know, we have to be free from all these crazy banking regulations. We have to be free from all these crazy EPA regulations. And if you understand how the government was set up, and you understand that all these executive agencies are agencies of the executive or of the president of the United States. In other words, they've all been created with an executive order.
Right.
Well, you know, the Constitution, when you go back to the organic Constitution, when you go back to being a citizen of the states, you know, the strict and literal interpretation of the Constitution says only the Congress can make laws. So all executive orders are positively unconstitutional and they're void ab initio. And so none of those criminal organizations can govern you. And you can own land and you can own the product of your intellect. But these regulations and these executive organizations are positively unconstitutional. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason it does.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And Larry, I wanted to ask you, are you aware that the interest that has been paid on the national debt over the last 40 years is in excess of $6 trillion? So, I mean, just think of that. There's $6 trillion in people's work and people's effort and people's, manufacturing of value that's simply been stolen out of our hands, you know, to pay interest on money that was created out of thin air.
Well, absolutely. And Phil, as you probably know, you know, I'm sure you're well aware of, you know, when you go, when you go to the bank to take out a loan, as you said earlier, the interest is not created. If you go borrow, to keep it simple, if you borrow $100 and you got 5% interest on there, $100 is created at that instant, but you have to pay back $105. Now, that don't sound like a whole lot, but when you combine that with all the people doing this continually, where money is created and interest is not, then you have a greater and greater debt created, established, that has to be paid back, that is never, ever created. It's mathematically impossible. Every monetary system that we know of that has ever been established and created on this foundation has always crashed and burned at the point when it becomes not profitable for the creators of that monetary system. Well, that's where we are right now.
What you have to understand, though, is that the people that created this system are in control of the lawmakers. They're in control of the banks. They're in control of the media. They're in control of the propaganda machine. And so what they've done is they've indoctrinated everybody. They've sold everybody through the propaganda of the American dream. Go out, work hard, make a lot of money, buy all the things that you want, and live happily ever after. What they don't explain is, as you just so beautifully noted, every time you create $100, you owe $105 or $110 or whatever it is. So let's go out and just run through a scenario here where you start a business and another guy starts a business. You borrow $100, he borrows $100. You owe $110, he owes $110. Now you spend that $100 that you borrowed in order to buy the goods and services that you need to run your business. You turn around and you sell your products. Now what do you have to do? You not only have to recapture the $100 that you spent on your goods and services, but you have to capture five or ten more to pay the interest. Well, if you and he are the only two businesses out there, and you buy all the goods and services from him, and he buys all the goods and services from you, well, then it's obvious what's going to happen. There's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. Somebody's going to be able to pay his bill, and somebody's not. Somebody's going to go bankrupt, and the other one's not. And so you can see there's forced bankruptcy built into the system. Why? Well, because the people who write the laws that run the trade association known as the British Accredited Registry, a private trade organization, writes all the rules, all the statutes, all the codes. They wanted a way to steal. And so they created a system that gives them a built-in way every time a company goes bankrupt, them and their buddies go over and pick over the pieces.
Got it. That's it. And it's a win for them and lose for the people, because it doesn't matter how good a product you have, the system mandates and demands that there has to be losers so that the bankers can take that value, that real value, not just the symbol, as you call it. They take that symbol and convert it into real assets, and that's where they steal the wealth.
Well, it's this whole idea of collateral for a loan. They can create money with your promise to pay and your collateral. So what do they get? Well, every time that you make the promise to pay, they get two things. They get a hard asset or a commodity or something that has real value, plus your promise to pay back money that they create with no effort.
Right.
It's a great system if you're sitting on the other side of the table where you can create the money. And that's my point, is everybody has the ability to create money. So if you take yourself and you set yourself on the other side of the table, well, if you want to complain about them, you can either, fight them or join them.
For sure. It's a mess. I mean, there's no sense. I mean, the system is fixing to go down. But you know what? They've worked so hard and diligently for the past 40, 50 years now, since World War II especially, is to work towards creating a worldwide interlinked banking system, a fiat banking system that works on these same principles of interest, so that they can steal the hard assets and the wealth of the world. And then we're coming to the point now that they're having their mind and plans to call in that debt and collect on it. And this is what the New World Order, One World Government system is planned to be established and based on. Is basically they're going to call in the debt. We hear all this stuff about the banks failing and collapsing. Now, that's not a big deal. These people are just going to turn right around and reestablish a worse system that is more dictatorial if we don't do something about it.
Well, my fear is that, we've sold ourselves, the government has sold the people of the United States to the largest population centers in the world, the Chinese and the Japanese. And, what is that going to do in the future? When we come back, I've got some ideas about what might happen. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Burke Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And my guest today, Mr. Lawrence Gilbert, we've been talking about the Regal Exchange System, and unbeknownst to you, Lawrence, we've had a caller holding for at least an hour, so I wanted to take his call, see if he's got a comment or a question for you. Byron in Minneapolis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or a comment for us today?
Well, I have kind of both. First, you've kind of confused me because you started out when I first got on the phone listening about how the banks create all this money and spend it in. And then you're telling me that banks create all money as loans. Now, which one is it?
Well, I didn't exactly say that, but what I did say is that the deficit spending of the government spends the money into circulation after they create it with a bond.
And so a bond is a debt, right?
A bond is a debt. That's correct.
So then all money is created as interest-bearing debts.
That's correct.
Okay, so it sounds to me like now we've got a problem that we know how to fix. Because it's very simple to fix a problem. You just start creating money without debt. And
that would have saved,
that
would have concentrated $6 trillion in more wealth in the United States over the last 40 years. There would right now, there's only about $3 trillion in actual circulation right now in the U.S., and there's only about another $3 trillion in currency in circulation outside the U.S. And just think about it. If we hadn't paid that $6 trillion in interest, there'd be another $6 trillion. There'd be 9 Instead of being $6 trillion in circulation, there'd be $12 trillion
in
circulation.
No, because paying money, you clearly said a minute ago there's no money created to pay the interest. So all you do with the interest is just shift the money to somebody else. When money's created, when loans are made, and that's what you clearly said.
That's
and
correct.
Then an interest is not created except when somebody else borrows some more principal. So there is no money unless it's owed as principal debt. So the
The fact of the matter is there is no money. And
well, that's true.
What we're using is a promise to pay.
True.
As Lawrence showed us, you know, it's a split barter system.
That's true. So to solve that problem, let's create money as a payment. Now, we're already working on that in Minnesota, and we've got a lot of legislators interested and getting to be more people interested. We've just got to get more and more people to understand what the real problem is, and that is the banks have a complete monopoly on the money, and they created all these interest-bearing debts. If we could now come up and we have a plan to create money without debt and put it in, spend it into circulation to build something that everybody has to have, because when you spend money, you always got to buy something. And if
I agree. And when you work for 3 hours for somebody, you should get something that has a real value.
Well, money today has a real value. You can buy anything with it. The trouble of it is it only gives you spending power. It does not give you ownership power because you're still in debt for it. And if you pay back the debt, the money is extinguished and does not exist anymore. And so to solve that problem, we need to create money as a payment and spend it in to rebuild your infrastructure like the United States Constitution, the original one, said. Congress shall coin the money and provide for post roads and post offices. So if we create
value created before you can spend the money in.
No, you spend the money in to create the real value. That's what you got to understand. See, gold and silver has never been the only money and never been money to mount anything in any history of the United States that I can study. And I've studied this for 30 years, probably more hours than you can possibly imagine a man could put in studying a single subject. And if you study it, gold has never been a major portion of any monetary system. It's never been in the United States for a fact. Because the first thing Hamilton did was start a central bank to create money as loans through the banking system. Then after that, a year later, they passed the 1792 Coinage Act that said gold and silver was money, but they didn't have any gold mines in the country at that time, or I don't even know if they had any silver mines, but I know they had no gold mines, so they had no access to anything to coin into money. So they went right on using the banker's money. And yes, gold is correct in the principles, because it was mined out of the ground and then spent into circulation under the 1792 Coinage Act when you took your bullion in the United States Mint and weighed and assayed it and stamped it into coinage free of charge and then went in and got it, you spent it into circulation for something somebody else had produced. Therefore, all money was based on production. But there wasn't enough of it, and nobody hardly had any of it because there wasn't any mines in this country. They had to import it all. And so, therefore, they just went and used the bank money. Well, now what we've got to do, that we're beginning to understand this, what we need to do now is create money without debt. They could have done it at the federal level or at the state level. We prefer to do it at the state level because, frankly, I happen to live less than half an hour from the state capitol, so it's fairly easy for me to go down and talk to the state legislators. It's pretty hard to go down to D.C. and talk to them guys. That's a two-day trip. So it's just a matter of the principle we're looking for, and the principle is, money should represent your wealth and your production, and that's what you just said on your program. But it doesn't.
I agree pretty much with everything you're saying here, but, you know, my problem is that you can't give the control of it back to the government. You can't give the control of it back to the bank.
They've proven that they can't
handle that power.
Well, they've never had it and never used it, so we don't know if they can handle it or not.
Oh, they've used it. They've used it to create the private bank that pays them off to get them elected every year.
Yeah, so what
keep
they
them
did
in office
is
to
they
keep
got
them
bought
in
by
power.
The bankers. They got bought by the bankers and did their will because they had the money. Because the federal government created the banking system under Hamilton. The states did it before that, way before that. Actually, Hamilton started the first state bank, too. Because, see, the bankers already understood what was going on from when they got it going in Europe. The trouble is the American people have never understood what was going on.
Well, that's very true.
So we could have bank created money and spend into circulation if you wanted to, which would solve all the problems, and now the money would be a medium exchange based on production. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you're talking about.
An uninflatable currency that
yes.
has real value behind it, whether
well,
that
yes.
value is a commodity, whether that value is a piece of corn or a tomato,
well,
or it's an hour of a man's work.
See, we have 100% backed money now by real value. It's clear, right, in the congressional record that our money is all backed by mortgages on our property. So our property backs all the money with real wealth, only it's our wealth that's backing them to get the benefit. We've got to change that.
The major issue of everything, of course, is the debt, the interest that is...
Absolutely. So the way to change that is create money without debt.
The greenbacks work just fine under Lincoln.
Well, then how come he quit them in less than 6 months or 3 years? I mean, right away, Lincoln put in
the bankers ran a propaganda campaign to convince the American people that to have their debt interest money was better than the greenback. They were continually devaluing the greenback, and, again, the ability to use the propaganda machine to change the people's mind.
Well, then you're saying what the government did then was really a good thing, and they handled money correctly. It's just that the bankers got in and convinced, bribed a bunch of legislators to go get back and give them the power to create instead. But
that's
actually, what the government did was really, really good.
Exactly.
So why are you against having the government do it? When that's what your Constitution says you do.
Well, because the money powers went ahead and bought them off, and they got in bed with the money powers.
I understand that.
And,
but
system was born in inequity and conceived in sin. Of course it was.
You would get people to understand the problem is wealth money, money based on production, but now you got to have a way to implement that. And I have a way to implement that, an actual statute that's already been introduced and working in Minnesota. So, I mean, we haven't got it passed yet because we can't get enough people to understand the difference between wealth money and debt money. There's a difference between credit and money. Credit is something you owe. Money is what you pay your bills with. And you referred to that because, yes, when they took away the gold, they took away the ability to actually pay your debt because you
can't
pay
debt. Well, they took away your land, your ability to own anything.
Well, true, because once you can't pay for anything, you can't own anything.
Gold is portable land.
No, gold is just a rare commodity that there's not enough of it to ever make
it. It comes out of the ground.
Anyway. Absolutely.
That's why if you dug it in England and the king owned the land, then that gold belonged to the king.
Yes, but there was never.
It's been said that gold is the king's money and silver is a gentleman's money and debt is a slave's money.
But the trouble was England's never had a gold mine in the history of England. So they had to import all the gold from someplace else. And, I mean, it's just so simple if you just stop and think. The solution is to get debt-free money into the system.
There's no question
in
my mind.
More money.
Even debt-free
money
doesn't solve the problem, though. If you have debt-free money without inflation, so if the population of the U.S. grows 3%, then increase the money by 3%, the money supply. But you can't increase the money supply by 10% a year when the population's growing 1% a year.
Well, nobody says you have to. If you had wealth money and could only spend it in with things that are produced, you couldn't have inflation because you couldn't spend it any faster than people with producing things. It's an absolute fix.
That's beautiful.
Well, you can't do it.
I agree with you.
So then, see, this is what we've got to get the people to understand. We have a workable solution right at our hands, but nobody seems to want to talk about it. And I just for the life of me don't understand why everybody doesn't get behind the concept of issuing debt-free money instead of just saying, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, or you got to do anything but except solve the problem, and that's debt-free money.
It's because the powers that be control the propaganda machine, and the propaganda machine is using the Hegelian dialectic and the divide-and-conquer concept to keep you running around chasing your tail about, abortion and Occupy Wall Street.
I understand that, but they don't.
The Eurozone and the Eurobanks, and
you got the international trade,
globalization, you got, the Fukushima power plant,
blah, blah, blah.
Nobody can concentrate on one thing. Everybody's ADD in this country.
Well, right, but the bankers surely don't control your program.
No, they don't control my program.
And there must be a lot of programs like this out here, but I listen to them, and I never hear anybody talking about the solution to create debt-free money. And why not? That is the only solution. You can't go without a medium exchange, and that's all money really is a medium exchange to make barter simpler. But it has to be created based on wealth when something is created. And there's only three ways to move money into circulation, or move money, period. You either spend it, you lend it, or you lend it. You spend it, you loan it, or you give it away. That's the only three ways you can move money. So those have to be implemented into your solution of how money has to enter into the circulation so people can actually use it to go barter with. This is how simple it is. And now I'll get off because I don't want to monopolize your show. No. I just wanted to get my 2 cents worth in.
I appreciate you.
And if you're interested, you can go to the wealthmoney.org website. Read all about it. You can go to Byron Taylor YouTube channel. And you can hear more about it, how wealth money
works. What is it, Byron? What?
It's the Byron Dale YouTube channel or wealthmoney.org.
I caught the first one, wealthmoney.org and Byron Dale YouTube channel.
Yeah, there you go.
I got it.
And you will read all about the effects of a debt-based system versus a wealth-based system. And we can't go to gold and silver because if you do the math, and all it is figure out how much gold's ever been mined and then go to the population, and it's just simply never been a workable thing. The principles are exactly right. You produce and you get money. That's exactly what we would do. But you can't do it with gold because there's simply not enough gold. And that's how to get bankers in their foot in the door in the first place, because there wasn't enough and it was too hard to carry around all that bulky stuff. So people deposit in a vault, and then the goldsmith said, nobody really wants that. They all want my receipts. I could just print more receipts and get rich, and he did. And then when he got rich, he got control of the world, only because we had a shortage of money.
The first time they did it, when there was a run on the bank, they hung the bankers.
Well, yeah, but see, if they'd ever understood in the first place that a shortage of money is the problem, not too much money isn't the problem. Too much money in the hands of a few could be a problem, but you can't get that if money is all produced when production is produced by the people. Because they are then the producers of the first benefit of the money. This is, I'm not going to go on forever because I don't want to take any program. If you want me for a guest someday, that's something different. But I do not want to monopolize your program. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I wanted to kind of hopefully get you to thinking. And with that, I thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. And, Lawrence, you have any comments on what he's talking about?
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of truth. The things that he said are really awesome, and I greatly appreciate him coming in here. The thing where I would differ here is that why go part of the way to what is really needed when you have an opportunity coming up to go all the way? The part of the way that I'm referring to is the government aspect where money matters. The fact is, you're talking about the things where you have corrupt politicians and corrupt bankers. This is where the problem lays. So long as you have government that has the ability to influence things or be influenced, and then have the power to manipulate and control and bring in statutes and laws and this and that and the other, if they have that money power to tell you what is a currency and what is not, then you have the beginnings of a corrupt system and it will always migrate this way, because the love of money is the root of all evil. You take that out of their hands and you put it in the people in a free enterprise system where it monitors and governs and controls each individual. Because if you try to cheat the system, you hurt yourself. You don't hurt the system, you hurt yourself. Free enterprise is the perfect control function and moderator of money, and it will always keep it honest. And this is why we need this process with a regal exchange. I encourage anybody and everybody, if you go to my website, like I mentioned, regalexchange.com, and request my forthcoming ebook, an executable ebook, you'll get a... In response to that, you're going to get a fairly sizable email back that gives a tremendous amount of brief information and sources to help you realize what we really need here and what the Regal Exchange monetary system, a non-political monetary system, is all about.
Well, I just wanted to add my two cents to what was said by Byron and what's been said by you, and that is that it seems to me the most important thing that we can do is take away the federal government's ability to borrow money.
That's it.
So if they collect the tax and they, you know, pay for a service, and of course the people out here are the ones that are going to provide that service, so the money comes right back into the economy, then that's one thing. But if not, then it's just not going to work. As you can hear from the music there in the background, that means that we've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
But a day behind, up in my feeling super and happy, but the days are overlapping.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Again, I want to remind everybody to stay tuned in the upcoming hour for Scott McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. You know, today we've been talking about, problems with the financial system. I see all these things, you know, all go back to nationality. You know, that's why I encourage everybody to go to the People's Awareness Coalition, packandlaw.org. Read the papers there. There's lots of it. Get the Red Amendment book and figure out how your status has been corrupted. and you've been given this quasi-dual nationality, there are remedies under the law, but the first thing we have to do is take back our status, because none of the remedies work, because every one of you is a debtor. We're all sureties of the debt under Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. We're the guarantors who are going to pay back the debt. Our work and our body and our life and our estate is pledged in the commune, think communism, to pay back that debt. With that said, I want to thank my guest today, Mr. Lawrence Gilbert of the Regal Exchange. You know, it's a good idea, but, you know, we need to have enough people to make it work. And this has been the problem with all these alternative, you know, the American Open Currency System, the Open Standard, is, you know, an excellent alternative currency. But we just need more people that understand it and more people that are willing to use it until it becomes second nature, the way that the Federal Reserve and the government has, you know, bent this promissory note under our nose and made us all slaves with their debt money. With that said, we're just about out of time. I want to give you, Lawrence, a chance to add any final comments that you have.
Thank you so much for having me on today. This caught me unprepared. I wasn't expecting it really so quickly. The Regal, I just want to try to get people to realize how simple this really is. It's as simple as a one-on-one exchange taken to a society and body of people providing goods and services. It always equals out when it's said and done. You create money when you buy. That's the buyer creates the money, the representation that establishes a debt or debit there based on value. Nothing else, no interest or anything like that. And then when that buyer sells back into the community, that debit, that debt is or money, if you would, that was created is abolished. It's wiped out, and we're back to zero where everything has to be. Implementing a system like this is almost, on the face of it, it would look so similar to what we're doing right now with the current dollar system. That's unreal. The Regal exchanges will be local community-based exchanges. They'll function much like a little branch bank. And the business and the money will be controlled there at that instant, whether it's currency, paper, or coins, or checkbooks, or whatever. It's so similar, it's unreal. But you don't have the government control that tends to go to the big boys. It kept into the little man's hands, and this is where it has to be.
That's what we have to do. We have to expand the base into the little man's hand. Thanks again, Lawrence. We're out of time. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Scott McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. Coming up in 3 minutes.
The next